TheUns.com. This is the Uns Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at TheUns.com. Hello and welcome to the Uns Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh, back from an extended vacation. I've got a special show for you today. Drummer Jeremy Sockin of Big Gigantic took some time last week to talk to me from the road as the live dubstep, electro, and hip-hop act recently embarked on its big winter 2013 tour with acts like Too Fresh, Manic Focus, Kill Paris, and Hero Bust. Hitting the Southeast last week, Big Gigantic will be in Kentucky tonight, Ohio tomorrow, and at the Orpheum Theater in Madison, Wisconsin on Thursday, February 7th. They will also be hitting Snowball Music Festival in Colorado and Buku Music and Art Project in New Orleans at the beginning of March to close out the tour. The Uns is once again teaming up with the Infrasound crew to bring you the second annual Infrasound Music Festival, taking place May 31st through June 2nd in Black River Falls, Wisconsin. We'll have plenty more information about the festival in the coming weeks and months, but as a sneak preview, confirmed headliners include Tipper with Android Jones on visuals and Liquid Stranger along with Mantis, Megalodon, Grimly, and more. Event links and details are available at this episode's page on theUns.com. Early bird tickets have sold out. The official on-sale date is February 8th, that's this Friday, at tickets.theUns.com. Okay, let's get to the episode.
Wait, where are you right now? Are you in Tallahassee already?
Yeah, we're in Tally, and yeah, it's the third night of tour.
And you're wearing shorts, right?
I am. I'm wearing shorts and a hoodie. It's actually a little bit cooler than I thought. Yesterday, Birmingham, and where were you last night?
In Charleston?
Charleston. Charleston was warm. Warm out. So I was hoping today it would be like even warmer, but it actually was a little cool.
But you're doing it right. You're starting in the South. Pretty soon, next week, you're going to be in the Midwest, and you'll have to be walking around in a parka soon.
I know, man. I know. I got my down jacket. Don't you worry about it.
See, that's what I'm wondering, because you have to pack all your shorts and your jacket and all that fun stuff, but
yeah.
More than that, you have to pack a full itinerary of songs and materials. Like so you're headed back up to the Midwest next week. You're
yep.
playing the Orpheum in Madison, Wisconsin, and a lot of those
yep.
people who are going to be at that Madison show were at that Chicago New Year's Eve blowout. So when
yep.
you have to bring the heat, I mean, and people have seen you. It's exactly a month later. What do you do for a fan base that just got a big dose of Gigantic? Do you come with all new songs or play the stuff that they want to hear? What is that process?
You know, honestly, it's a little bit of both. We're definitely going to play like some of the classics. They're not really classics since they're probably only like a year old, but we're definitely going to play some of the like heaters. And then we got some new stuff that we've been working on that we think everybody's going to be super psyched about. So we're going to do some new, some old. We got our set that everybody in Chicago saw, the new like light rig.
Right.
And that's like getting more and more dialed in every day as we actually have time to get it and program and everything. Because, you know, Chicago, it's like the biggest gig aside from Red Rocks that we've done. And it was
mm-hmm.
the first time that we ever used the light rig. So there's a lot of, like, tweaking, you know, last minute. We barely got it there, even though we
sure.
started figuring it out, you know, 4 months before. It's just one of those things when you got a new thing like that, a new light rig, that there's always issues that you run into and getting it all
there's kinks.
Machined and, like, all the set pieces we have, like, designed from scratch. So, you know, certain things got to hang a certain way and just a bunch of nonsense, but we're tweaking the show, and it's going to be, we'll be in full force by then, because it'll be our second week. Dom and I are playing really well together already, and it's just by then it's going to be over.
Did you have to pack in all your new work between Chicago New Year's and then the start of this tour, or do you and Dom just say, all right, peace, I'll see you in a month, I can't take you anymore?
No, I mean, we showed a good bit. We did Holy Ship and Jam Cruise like 2 days after, 3 days after New Year's. So we were right on the boat, you know, playing those shows. And then we both kind of took some time to chill and work. And there's so much preparation for a tour like this that as much as I thought I was going to have like all this time off, you know, I'm pretty much just working every day, trying to get things ready. And yeah, we're psyched to be back at it. Great.
Power, a Grizz and Big Gigantic collaboration. Before that, you heard Hopscotch from Big G's latest album, Nocturnal. So if you have to work on your new songs on the bus, are you keeping Kendrick and Shweez up all day on the bus with sax solos?
Dude, you know what's funny is like in the back of the bus, like I was walked back there early and it was like Dom, Kendrick, and Sherwin all with headphones, all like making music and just doing their thing. So that was cool. I know that, you know, those dudes we've known forever and we all kind of started at the same time. And so that's like just hanging with the homies and it's always a good time.
And so all shows have been sold out so far. I mean, that Asheville show is going to sell out. The Tabernacle show tomorrow night's going to sell out.
Tabby's already sold out. So that's freaking amazing. Yeah, the first two were tonight. We don't know. We're kind of, it could go, it might not, but Cruella's playing right around the block and they have like their ticket was like $10 or something like that. So it's kind of there's competition in town, if you will. Not really competition, but you know,
friendly
anytime
competition.
There's another show,
yeah.
It breaks up the the crowd a little bit, just the amount of kids that have money in there. But we're psyched. We haven't been back to Tally in a minute, and we want to give Florida some love, so this is the show to do it. But hopefully,
definitely,
you know, one out of five, you know, four out of five sold-out shows in the first week is pretty legit. We're okay with that.
And you're going to bigger and better venues than your last tour, and you're really stepping it up. Do you feel pressure, or is it just second nature at this point? Because you spent so much time on the road in 2012.
Yeah, I mean, we still feel pressure to, like, keep everything moving forward, you know? And we're trying to push ourselves. We're trying to push, like, our music. We're trying to push the way that Dom and I, like, play together and improvise. We're trying to push just everything. And this summer is probably going to be a little lighter festival-wise just because we played, like, every festival last summer, and you can't, you know, you can't repeat too much
right
with certain ones. So it's going to be like a little more chill, but we're still going to be out there kind of sneaking them in.
On the main stage at prime time. I mean, the last time I got to talk to you guys, it was maybe, well, on a recorded device was Summer Camp 2011. I think that was, you know, one of your first main stage slots at a major festival, Summer Camp, and then those late night slots. Do you miss kind of the stick them in where you can festival slots under the radar, maybe a side stage or a late night? Or is the main stage really the main event for you? Is that what you live for?
We love doing all of it because, you know, the main stage thing is really cool because we get to bring our production. We get to really put on what we feel like is like our best show. And it's like the full shebang. But at the same time, doing, you know, those, like, the smaller tents and those kind of stages are fun, too, because you never know what's going to happen. You know, sound is usually maybe a little questionable, or you barely have enough time to set up, so it's like you're kind of running on the seat of your pants a little bit. But now it's kind of cool because we can, you know, like, at Electric Forest last year, you and Dom was sitting in with, like, everybody and kind of bouncing around. And
right.
The secret set in the forest with Grizz.
Yes.
And Grammatic. And, like, so hopefully, you know, that's kind of what we love doing. It's popping around because we're, like, huge festival goers. We've been doing it forever.
Yeah, I was going to say that. But the last time I ran into you was at that Electric Forest show, and I think we were maybe catching a string cheese set, and that's like the perfect place to be, you know, with your friends, seeing the bands that you grew up on. Do you still, I mean, if you've got a main set performance later in the day, are you spending a lot of time rehearsing and going and checking out the rig and all that, or do you have time nowadays to be able to see your stuff?
No, we're totally trying to see music.
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
Yeah, we're all about that. I mean, any of those festivals, and this summer was really big because we were at a lot of festivals and we just stayed all weekend at most of them, you know, with Hang Out Bunny, Electric Forest, Disco, Outside Lands, we were there all weekend, Lollapalooza, we were there all weekend. Every time that we could, we would just stay. And it was definitely by the end of it, like halfway through the summer, actually, I was like, Jesus, I'm like worn out. Like, I didn't know if I could take any more because it's, you know, I love it.
It's exhausting.
Music,
yeah.
It is, like, exhausting, like, walking around all day. And, like, but I got this second wind right before Electric Forest. Like, I almost backed out.
And a golf cart.
Yeah, I almost backed out of staying all weekend at Electric Forest. I was like, I don't know if I can take it anymore. Like, I'm just so beat up. And then, literally, on, like, the flight there, I just got really excited about going. And then the second I got on ground, I was like, oh, yeah, I fucking love this festival. What am I even, like, what was I talking about? And was just there raging all weekend. And that's one of my favorites. I think that is Hang Out.
Rise and shine from Big Gigantic. Let's take a second to recognize today's sponsors, Infrasound Music Festival. They're bringing Tipper and Liquid Stranger to Black River Falls in Wisconsin, May 31st through June 2nd, and a whole host of amazing acts, as they always do. While both are doing two sets, Tipper is going to be joined by Android Jones on visuals, and Liquid Stranger is doing a special live down-tempo set. Let's listen to Higgins from Tipper's Shatterbox EP, and then we'll listen to a Liquid Stranger track I can assure you will not be played during his down-tempo set. Shock, a Savoy and Big Gigantic collaboration that just came out on Savoy's Personal Legend EP.
I mean, you guys are getting so big at this point. Like, even acts who are related to you, like somebody like Grant, Grizz, is feeling like this residual burst of energy for you. Do you feel like tastemakers now?
I mean, not necessarily. You know, I feel like we're still kind of doing our own thing. You know, so that it doesn't feel like too many people are like mimicking it. I think just the scene in general is really cool because everybody's homies and everybody's like learning from each other. And you know, and that's what it's all about. That's in the music community where Dom and I kind of came from, or you know, with musicians and stuff like that. It's like everybody is trying to learn from each other. You know, the whole jam band scene, it's nothing but support from all the dudes.
Yeah, yeah. Before that, even it's the jazz scene. You know, like,
for sure,
Charlie Parker jumping on stage with Dizzy Gillespie and
yeah,
Lester Young getting, you know, mixing it up and getting all these players together. And then, you know,
yeah,
when it comes to indie rock and rock bands, you know, they kind of have their unit and their singer and their drummer and make music as a band. But now with the electronic scene, you see all these collaborations coming out and people like Dom being able to jump on stage with other people. I mean, that's cool.
It's cool. It's great. It's like, it's kind of blending both of the worlds, where before the DJ scene is kind of a little more like, you know, they would do their thing and that'd be it. But I mean, you know, when we were at Holy Shit, it was freaking crazy. And it's kind of like people are sitting in, even though they obviously like don't bring an instrument with them
mm-hmm.
to do that. But like Skrillex would jump up with people, and it was like Diplo and Dylan would come out of nowhere. And like, it was really cool seeing all these guys just kind of like having fun and, you know, playing each other's music and surprising the crowd and stuff.
That's awesome. And these two big collaborations have come out of your camp too. One with Grizz, Power, and then this new one with Savoy, Aftershock. And
yeah,
they come from
yeah,
two like different places, but it's still your Colorado homies at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's the boys. Yeah, we love supporting everybody, and it's just like big family, you know.
I wonder, you've got Too Fresh with you now. You're going to have newcomer Kill Paris with you on a few dates, and then an old friend in Manic Focus with you also
yeah,
on this tour, as well as Hero Bust. Do you feel a different vibe with your shows depending on who's opening? Do different acts set a different table for you on some nights, and you can sort of hang in the pocket that they leave? Or is it like, you know, Big Gigantic is such a force now and such a unique signature thing that you're always going to overpower whatever flavor may be in the room?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the show's kind of set up for us to be the headliner, and, you know, that's like kind of the point, obviously. But we definitely like vibe off, you know, the folks that are opening. But it really, you know, there's a show that we came to do, and that,
mm-hmm,
and that's like, that's obviously the main thing for us. And we just kind of come out and just do that the best that we can.
That's all you meant to do. Jeremy Salkin, Big Gigantic. You're in the Southeast this weekend, the Midwest next week. We're excited about it, and I'll see you out on the festival circuit this summer.
Okay, man. Thanks again. Really appreciate it.
Nocturnal, the title track from Big Gigantic's most recent album, which you can get for free along with their entire discography at biggigantic.net. Jeremy Salkin and Dominic Lally continue their winter 2013 tour with a rotating cast of openers that includes Manic Focus, Kill Paris, and Hero Bust. Tonight they're in Kentucky, tomorrow night it's Ohio, and Thursday, February 7th, they'll be at the Orpheum Theater in Madison, Wisconsin. As you heard in the interview, these shows are selling out, so act fast. Thanks to Jeremy Salkin for taking the time to chat with me. You can follow him on the Twitters. He's at JewUnit. Grab tickets to a few upcoming events from tickets.theunce.com. We've got a few Elliott Lip dates coming up in Colorado, North Carolina, and Texas. When you purchase fan club tickets for Elliott Lip, you get the option to tack on an autographed vinyl edition of Shark, Wolf, Rabbit, Snake, nailed right to your door for just $10. We also have tickets for Head for the Hills Festival, taking place in Kerrville, Texas, March 1st through the 3rd, featuring Naughty's Warriors, Arch Nemesis, Elliott Lip, Dr. Famous, and more. And finally, there's Five Elements Music and Yoga Festival in San Diego, April 6th with Zion I, Govinda, Sir Charles, and a few headliners yet to be announced. That's tickets.theunce.com. Today's show is brought to you by Infrasound Music Festival, taking place May 31st through June 2nd in Black River Falls, Wisconsin, halfway between Minneapolis and Madison. The Music, Art, and Camping Festival, now in its second year, has released its Phase 1 lineup, which includes two sets from Tipper, featuring Android Jones on visuals, two sets from Liquid Stranger, including a first-ever live down-tempo set, Mantis, Megalodon, Grimly, and more. Information and links at infrasoundfestival.com. Early bird tickets will be sold out by the time you hear this, but the official on-sale date for tickets is February 8th. That's this Friday at tickets.theunce.com. Please visit theunce.com for news, artist profiles, and tour dates and tickets to some of the biggest shows across the electronic music spectrum. And go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Write us a review. Tell us what you think of the show. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints about the program, you'd like to be a guest on the Unce podcast, or you'd like to sponsor an episode, contact me at anand@theunce.com. That's A-N-A-N-D at theunce.com. Join the conversation at The Unce Podcast on Twitter. We'll catch you next week.